Sometimes when preparing a homily and reflecting upon the readings, my mind wanders. And as I read today's readings, I thought of my parents. In 1938, they were married, forming a covenant in good times and bad, in sickness and in health, to love and honor each other all the days of their lives. As a child, then, I remember Mom baking bread for the family. It seemed like Dad sometimes knew when she was going to pull that loaf of bread out of the oven, because he would drop his farm work and go into the kitchen and be nourished by a slice of that warm bread. I was also nourished, not only by the bread, but by their presence and their love. My parents died a few years ago, but when I'm served a slice of warm bread or a warm biscuit or bun, I sometimes recall that memorable scene and still feel that covenant commitment that my folks had, their presence, nourishment, and the love of my parents. Covenant, presence, nourishment, and love are highlighted in our readings here this evening. After the Israelites were liberated from Egypt, they entered into a binding covenant relationship with their God. In the Exodus reading, Moses gave the people the law, the Ten Commandments, and the people responded, "All the Lord has said, we will heed and do," thereby accepting the covenant God wanted to make with them. The ancient peoples had a way of making formal a binding pact such as this, or a covenant, which is what it was called, by doing this, by sealing it in blood. Blood represented life, and God is the giver of life. The people are the recipients. The animals sacrificed were an offering to God, a peace offering, and that peace offering was young bulls provided the food for the people as a ceremonial feast to unite the two parties, the divine and the human. Half of the blood, as we heard, was sprinkled on the people, and the other half on the altar to express their union with God and with each other. The people were not to be mere observers. They were to be intimately involved in the covenant. The letter to the Hebrews was written in the late first century. Among the earliest Christians were some Jews who, soon after accepting Jesus, were kicked out of the synagogues. They felt cut off from their whole tradition. The letter to the Hebrews was supposed to benefit them, to help them cope with the loss of things that were Jewish, like priesthood, tabernacle, sanctuary, and ritual sacrifices. The letter tries to show them that God is still present to them through Jesus, and what they felt they had lost will be replaced by something better. The letter interprets Jesus as the eternal high priest and Jesus' death as the self-offering, the last sacrifice that delivered people from sin into the same eternal life as his. Jesus is the mediator of this new covenant, which does not invalidate the first covenant that was described in Exodus. Today's gospel is Mark's account of the Last Supper. At the Passover meal, Jesus institutes the new Passover of the Eucharist. After giving thanks, Jesus offered his disciples bread and wine, asking them to eat of it and drink of it and to embrace all that he was and did. When Jesus offered his disciples the bread, he offered his very self, saying, "This is my body." Then he offered the cup and says, "This is my blood." The solemnity of body and blood of Christ that we celebrate here this evening invites us to to become communion in Christ. Our sisters and brothers in the Eastern churches call this theosis, or divination. Saint Irenaeus in the second century explained theosis by saying that God became human so that humans might become God. Each Mass during the preparation of the gifts that we will soon celebrate here this evening as well, these words are said as the water is mingled with the wine. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Jesus calls us to be both guest and servers at his Eucharistic table. As guests, we are invited to the table with our struggles, with our doubts and our pains and our sorrows, to be fed and nourished, while at the same time, in our sharing of the body of Christ as servers, we are called to become the body of Christ for one another, to make limitless, complete love of Christ real for all through our own acts of love and charity. Not sure whether you ever thought of this or not, as I reflected upon the readings tonight, I thought, you know, the Mass never ends. At least we might say that. The Mass never ends because at the conclusion of every Mass, we are sent forth with the words, "Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life." Yes, we are commissioned. We are commissioned with a special task to pour ourselves out as we forgive those who have offended us, nourish the hungry in whatever form that hunger might exist, and be a guide and healing presence to those who are in their own deserted places. We may think that what we have to offer is so small and so insignificant, but to someone in need, it may be very extraordinary. So may we never forget the covenant commitment, the presence, the nourishment, and love that God has provided and continues to provide for you and me as we work to prepare for the fulfillment of the reign of God.